Welcome to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you. We are so proud to be your hosts here for the next 5 minutes or so. I know Labor Day has come and gone, but we're going to talk a little bit about post-Labor Day coming up. A little fall information for you today on The Good Stuff. Kim, tell us about Tri-State Livestock News, won't you?
Why, thank you. I'd be honored. You know, if you really want to be in the know, you need to have Tri-State Livestock News. It's so simple. Go to tsln.com. You can subscribe right there, and then you get a weekly paper coming to your house so you can sit there with your coffee. Plus, there's a lot of extra hot information, updates, reports, things like that, that are actually on the website. So you can have the joy of having the paper to read, and you can have the joy of looking at it online. tsln.com.
And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board always has things going on. You know, they're in the process now of working on getting a new event center for the community of Valentine, which would also be available to you as you come and visit. So if you want to find out more, go to visitvalentine.com, or they have a website called It's Time Valentine. So check that out and plan your next vacation trip right here in the Valentine area. I do not have an author on this one, but it's simply called Fall Is. Labor Day has come and gone, and the time is now upon us to think towards fall-like things. When asked, what is fall, recently by one of my sweet nephews, I had to think a moment about all of the things fall is to me. Fall is a school bell ringing through long halls, bustling with bright minds, bright new notebooks in hand, and book covers for extra credit. Fall is a batch of oatmeal raisin cookies fresh out of the oven, still soft and warm, and an apple cider candle burning in the sill of the kitchen window, cracked open just enough to let cool air drift in. Fall is the putting away of summertime things. The long wooden canoe is hung back up in the rafters. Fishing poles are cleaned up. The bobbers go back in the tackle box alongside the hooks to keep them ready for next year's adventures. Fall is wall tents, camp stoves, and hunting gear pulled out and ready for what the next few months have in store. Fall is a blonde-haired boy with a plaid down coat and a fluorescent orange cap chasing turkeys with his cap gun and yellow lab pup. Fall is the heavy red and yellow quilt carefully made by Grandma, spread on the spare bed to the guest room. Fall is canning jars filled with red choke cherries, peaches, also green dilly beans, purple beets, and a sweet little girl wearing the jar rings on her wrist saying something about being a princess. Fall is saddled horses and loading chutes, cattle pots and preconditioning shots, and a year's hard work turning in to your annual check. Fall is picking apples and garden goods, sewing projects for Christmas gifts and football games underneath the lights. Fall is Wednesday night church groups, a slow rising sun, and a thank you note written to a favorite teacher. Fall is leaves floating to the ground from the oak, its aspen stands changing colors one day at a time, and evergreens fitting in more perfectly than they ever have before. It's a talk of Christmas getting closer, cold weather settling in, books being read and tea sipped. It's family game nights next to the fire and cleaning up the lawn before the snow flies. It's the end of the dog days of summer and not quite the time for cold winter mornings. It's the end of the old and the beginning of something brand new. It's fall, and it really is a gift from the Creator. The changing of the seasons? What a beautiful idea. It's called Fall Is, and I do not know the author on that.
That is amazing. I love that. That is fall.
Cool, right?
Yeah. It hit it right on the head. Not sure you left anything out. Don't quit. Author unknown. When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when funds are low and the debts are high, and you want to smile, but you have to sigh. When care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is queer with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns. And many a failure turns about when he might have won had he stuck it out. Don't give up, though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of the clouds of doubt. And you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems so far. So stick to the fight when you're hardest hit. It's when things seem worse that you must not quit.
And that's The Good Stuff.